From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush has arrived in Denmark for a brief visit. It's a stopover ahead of this week's G8 summit. He's in Copenhagen to show his thanks for Danish support in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tomorrow, he flies to Scotland to join the other G8 leaders. NPR's David Green is in Copenhagen with the president, and he joins us now. David, let's talk about Denmark first. Remind us of that country's contribution to the war effort.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, there are about 500 Danish troops stationed in southern Iraq right now. The prime minister here is Anders Fogh Rasmussen. He's been a very staunch ally of Mr. Bush on both Iraq and Afghanistan. And his center-right coalition was reelected earlier this year. There is a lot of anger here over the Danish presence in Iraq. There's no doubt about that. But unlike in other countries, a lot of the opponents were never able to come together and make it a big issue in the election. And the prime minister was back in power and is hosting Mr. Bush tonight.
David, let's look ahead to the meetings in Scotland. What are the big issues there?
Well, this was supposed to be British Prime Minister Tony Blair's big opportunity to really cash in for his support in Iraq. He's the chair of the summit. He was able to set the agenda, and he is hoping to get all of the countries to agree to new curbs on greenhouse gases and also on a big boost on aid to Africa.
It sounds, though, that there could be some real teeth gnashing and some sharp disagreements at the G8.
Absolutely. And if there is, a lot of the reason is going to be the United States. The U.S. is the only G8 nation that didn't sign the International Kyoto Protocol and pledge to cut the pollution that helps cause global warming. Blair and some other leaders had hoped for some sort of compromise from Mr. Bush on that, but he's not offering one. At least it doesn't seem so at this point. It also looks unlikely that Mr. Bush will be offering what Blair really wants in terms of poverty reduction and aid to reduce poverty in Africa. So there could be some disagreement, no doubt about it.
Now, the summit has yet to begin, but it sounds like world leaders are already talking about it. What kinds of things are they saying?
Well, they're talking about the summit, and they're talking about other issues as well. I mean, the president has been forced by the press, and White House aides have been forced by the press to talk about the Supreme Court and who he might name to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. Both Britain and France are really focused on the Olympics. Jacques Chirac and Prime Minister Blair arriving here in Scotland from Singapore, where they've been lobbying the Olympic Committee to choose one of their cities for the Olympics in 2012. And there could be some gloating from one of those two leaders, depending on how that comes out. There's also been some silly talk going on, which is often the case leading up to a summit. And the press likes to focus on that when they're looking for other topics to cover. Chirac and Blair have been in a bit of a spat over British food. Chirac reportedly made a comment about how British food is the worst in Europe next to Finland. And he said, you can't trust people who make such lousy food.
And of course, I'm sorry, go ahead, David.
No, and Mr. Bush has also gotten involved. He's made it clear what he's not going to do when he gets to Scotland. He told the Times of London that he's not going to eat haggis, which is stuffed sheep stomach. And he also made it clear he's a little bit reluctant to wear a kilt.
Yeah,
so more than just news.
If you could just tell us quickly, David, what's at stake for the president this year with his approval rating so low right now?
Well, it's an interesting time because he does have to worry more than he has in past years about the perception at home. And when he's come to these summits before, you've seen him muscle other leaders a little bit. And at this point, with an American electorate that doesn't view him as very conciliatory and doesn't view him as very cooperative, and with the poll numbers low, it'll be interesting to see if he reaches out a little more to someone like Prime Minister Blair and some of the other leaders to seem a bit more like an internationalist. So we'll see what happens.
NPR's David Green traveling with the president in Copenhagen. Thanks, David.
Have a good evening, Michelle.